Welcome to the Ask Gramps podcast. Gramps is a moral voice in an internet environment that can be awash in immorality. For more questions and answers, check out askgramps.org. And now, here is the next question.
Gramps, the weddings for Mormons are very private. What is a funeral like? Are non-Mormons allowed to attend a funeral service? Thank you for your assistance, Teresa.
Dear Teresa, actually, the weddings that are performed in Mormon temples are not at all very private. Up to 50 or so guests are often invited to such weddings. However, those weddings are among the most sacred experiences that occur during our mortal lives, and they can only be performed in the most sacred places on earth, the Lord's holy temples. The only ones who are allowed to go into the temples after they have been dedicated to the sacred work for which they are constructed are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, who are found, by rather searching examinations by their bishops and stake presidents, to be living in accordance with the laws and ordinances of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They are required to present at the temple entrance a temple recommend certifying their worthiness to enter the temple. The wedding ceremony itself is quite short, and together with a short sermon by the person in charge, normally does not take more than about 20 to 30 minutes. Usually, wedding receptions are held in some public place following the wedding ceremony, where friends and neighbors gather to wish the new couple well. Mormon funerals are completely open to the public. Such funerals usually take place in the Mormon chapels, and advance notices are normally published in local newspapers, so all who would wish to attend may be advised of the time and place of the funeral. Such funerals are conducted under the auspices of the bishop of the ward, or parish, if you will, where the funeral is taking place. They normally consist of a congregational hymn, an opening prayer, a eulogy, one or two musical presentations of sacred music, normally choir, organ, piano, or a stringed instrument, and one or two sermons extolling the deceased person's life, followed by a closing prayer. Such funerals usually last from 1 to 2 hours. Following the funeral, there is a cortege to the cemetery, where the deceased is buried and a dedicatory prayer over the grave is offered by a person holding the Holy Melchizedek Priesthood, Gramps.